This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and South Korea today outlined an ambitious roadmap to significantly deepen economic ties, announcing a shared goal to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. The two countries also signed four MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said that bilateral trade between the two countries has reached $27 billion.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
Prime Minister Modi said new opportunities for cooperation will open for India and South Korea in various sectors. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal addressed the opening session of India-Korea Business Forum in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said both nations have agreed to upgrade their comprehensive economic partnership. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters as high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal concludes tomorrow. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In West Bengal, 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase. Our Kolkata correspondent reports that senior leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies and roadshows today. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in all 234 constituencies. The government today said that domestic LPG supply is stable across the country and no dry outs have been reported at distributorships amid disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi. Director of Ports and Shipping Ministry, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, informed that Indian-flagged crude tanker, Desh Garima, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz on the 18th of this month. Uncertainty prevailed over the second round of peace talks between the US and Iran at Islamabad in Pakistan today, amid exhibitory brinkmanship by both sides. A two-week ceasefire between the US and Iran is set to expire on Wednesday. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai, in a weekly press briefing in Tehran, said that his country is yet to decide whether to attend the next round of talks with the US or not. The spokesman elaborated that the US was not serious about pursuing diplomacy, citing alleged violations of the two-week ceasefire. In Jammu and Kashmir, 21 people were killed and 29 others were injured after a passenger bus rolled down a hill in Udhampur district. The bus was carrying 50 passengers. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has been accorded a ceremonial step line and received by United Kingdom's Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton, underscoring a strong future-ready India-UK defence partnership. General Chauhan also interacted with High Commissioner of India to UK, Vikram K. Doraiswamy. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 200, Gujarat Titans were 51 for 3 in 6.4 overs against Mumbai Indians in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 199 for 5 in 20 overs. For Mumbai Indians, Kagyusi Rabada picked up 3 wickets. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.